Welcome to Cyber AI, where we break down the rapidly evolving world of cybersecurity, artificial intelligence, and digital reputation. I'm Alan W. Silverberg. Today's episode is one of the most urgent personal topics that I've ever covered, the collision of healthcare data breaches and artificial intelligence. If you've ever been to a doctor's office, clinic, or hospital, this episode is probably about you, even if you don't realize it. So the title of this is When Healthcare Gets Hacked, the AI-Driven Fallout of Medical Data Breaches. Before I get started, just a little tidbit. According to The Guardian in Britain, which is a newspaper, over 276 million Americans were affected by medical data breaches between 2023 and 2024. That's pretty much most of our country. Think about that for a second. 276 million Americans affected by data breaches of all kinds. Insurance companies being hacked, doctor's offices being hacked, pharmacies being hacked, people walking out the door with information. Your medical records are very, very valuable. And you don't have to be famous or a celebrity for your medical records to be valuable. What happens when the most private, the most sensitive information about you and your medical records is stolen? And how is artificial intelligence not only making that breach worse, but creating a terrifying new frontier, that of dual ransoms, targeting both doctors and patients at the same time? It doesn't stop there. When that data goes public, AI-powered tools can amplify the damage far beyond what any one hacker or crime group could do on their own. So let's dive into that. Segment one. The breach is just the beginning. Every year, millions of medical records are exposed due to data breaches in healthcare. But what used to be just about basically compromised information, billing codes, names, information that might be sold, has evolved into a massive digital threat vector. It is hitting at the intersection of personal health, digital identity, and artificial intelligence-enabled exploitation of both. So let's say a local medical center gets hacked. Maybe the threat actors gained access through a phishing attack on a front desk administrator or through an outdated billing server. That initial compromise can take just minutes. While it may only take minutes for the hack to occur, the consequences and the results of the hack will last for years. Medical histories, mental health notes, medication lists, surgeries, things like sexual transmitted infections, drug use, therapy records, addiction treatment, all of it is in these medical records. And now imagine that those details are being sold on the dark web or even on the open web, or worse, used as some sort of leverage in someone coming after you because they believe that you're trying to hide some sort of medical situation and you don't want your employer to know about it, you don't want your family to know about it. So there's a high level of chance for people to be exploited in this way outside of the internet as well. But obviously a lot of this is occurring on the dark web. All of our medical records are worth something. If you have Medicare insurance or Medi-Cal insurance, you might have one kind of health record. If you have a private insurance, you might have another kind of health record. But either so, the information inside of them is valuable. Depending on what it is, it has a dollar value. So something like a senior citizen's Medicaid number will have a dollar value on the dark web. Someone's social security number obviously does. Patient records have value. The value isn't always in the value as a whole file. Sometimes it's literally just a snippet, a piece of it that makes it valuable. Who are you to decide that? Well, you're not. Problem is that the hackers will go through everything, and then they'll either put it up on the web, they'll sell off pieces, they'll do both, or they'll try to exploit you, get a ransom while also putting it up on the web and selling off the pieces. And it really just depends on which group you're talking about and how effective they are at not just stealing information, but actually getting the people that they've hacked to pay attention to that breach and to either pay up or not pay up. So that leads me to segment two. There's a lot of talk, obviously, in cybersecurity world about ransoms. These are digital ransoms. They are, the type of thing that might be like, hey, we've hacked your system. You've got 24 hours to send us some money, some Bitcoin to our Bitcoin wallet. Otherwise, we will, release the records, or they'll be permanently encrypted or whichever. That's sort of the type of ransom that I guess people are more familiar with. That's sort of the type of ransom that we hear about a lot in the news. And frankly, even in TV shows and movies. But artificial intelligence has helped to drive, and it wasn't the cause of it, but it's definitely helped to make it more of a problem, which is something called dual ransoms. This is a growing tactic. It's used by sophisticated cybercrime groups and hostile nation states alike. First, what they do is they exfiltrate data from the medical center or doctor's office. They steal it, they break in and steal that information. Then they hold that information hostage, demanding payment for the return of the encrypted system or the key to unlock it, or to prevent release of stolen data. Now, in this case, the ransom that they are asking for is specifically from the medical center or the doctor's office. But now, because partly of artificial intelligence and big data matching capabilities and machine language learning capabilities, they can go a step further. Now, they can very quickly, within minutes, analyze the patient data that they've stolen and actually do a dual ransom, both against the doctor and the patients at the same time. Sometimes it's one or the other, sometimes it's both, sometimes it's we're going to contact the patient, scare the patient, get money out of the patients until the doctor pays up. But so basically, just imagine you're sitting there, at work one day, and all of a sudden you get a text message or an email that says, we know about your recent cancer diagnosis. Pay us $500 right now in Bitcoin, or we will release your medical records to your employer today. Or another example. Again, this is just an example. An email of a text that someone might receive. Your child's psychiatric evaluations will be published online unless you send us $1,000 to this cryptocurrency address now. Now, if you're the recipient of either of those emails or text messages, you would be scared. You would be very worried, especially if you had not told people about the situation, and now you're worried about your own vitality, your economic life, your healthcare life. It adds a huge level of concern. I've seen this as a cybersecurity expert coming into cybersecurity incidents as the first responder, where we are actively see both the patients and the doctors being held hostage separately and together. This is not fiction. These tactics have been happening and are happening rapidly, more so because artificial intelligence makes these makes it much more easier for these hackers to do this type of thing. There are now artificial intelligence tools that allow hackers to scrape and sort hundreds of thousands of data of patient records in minutes. And they can categorize victims by medical condition, location, income, even mental health vulnerabilities. The artificial intelligence creates a scalable exploitation model of people's problems, something that could not have been done manually before, or if it was going to be done manually, it would have taken a huge amount of time. So now you have a situation where the doctors and the medical centers are being extorted, being held hostage for ransoms. Patients are being extorted and held hostage for blackmail or ransoms. This is, in fact, a dual ransom threat. Segment three, when AI and chatbots amplify the fallout. So let's add another layer to all this. The public release of that medical data that was already stolen. Whether it's dumped onto Telegram or Reddit or dark web forums, once it is out, the impact does not end. This is where artificial intelligence, including publicly available chatbots like ChatGPT, Grok, Gemini, etc., and other open source models, can actually cause exponential damage. Why is that? Because the artificial intelligence tools are often unmanaged and they're left on their own, which means that they can instantly index and search leaked medical data by name, diagnosis, or location without any authority preventing that or stopping that. The AI tools will and are scraping that data into customized profiles that is matched with other information either already previously hacked or stolen, or other information accessible by public databases, and matching this information together. So the idea of being anonymous and having anonymous healthcare information, it's very easy nowadays to take little bits of digital information and marry it together with other bits of digital information, and then you get to see the whole picture. Artificial intelligence tools are allowing people and other AI to generate automated harassment campaigns using email, text messages, social direct messages, WhatsApp, Signal, Telegram, you name it. Artificial intelligence tools also are able to help write fake news stories or pass on press releases that are fake about leaked patient info and destroying people's reputations without any human ever checking to see that information is correct or allowable. And artificial intelligence tools and virtual reality tools can also impersonate doctors or impersonate patients using voice cloning, deep fake technology, weaponizing breach records for scams, reputational warfare, or more extortion. I've talked about these various things in other episodes of Cyber AI with Alan W. Silberberg. Synthetic identities, cybersecurity, reputation loss that occur with hacks, that occur with this digital world that we live in. So you've heard of revenge porn, but now imagine something like revenge medicine, where people's most intimate health details start to be used against them in public or in private, and this is being powered by artificial intelligence tools. Unfortunately, like everything that I talk about on this episode and the show, this is not the future. This is already here. At DigiJax Group, where I'm the CEO and founder, we deal a lot with incident response for cybersecurity and reputation attacks. We're seeing an increase, a remarkably major increase in attacks on medical centers and doctors in the last couple of years. Our company has been the first responder for multiple cybersecurity events at medical centers, where we've witnessed hacking occurring from Russian hackers, from nation-state hackers tied to hostile foreign governments, and also from organized crime groups that are going after various medical facilities where they perceive to be there be to be weakness. Last year, after the UnitedHealthcare hack happened, there was an explosion of smaller hacks that occurred at smaller systems and smaller hospital groups, basically because they were using the same technology, and it was obvious that the hackers knew how to get in, and there was nothing to stop them. At DigiJax, our website is digijax.com. There's a huge amount of information on the website about techniques that are required to protect against cybersecurity and reputation attacks and also artificial intelligence-driven attacks. We also have the ability to help you respond to anything, so feel free to, reach out to us through LinkedIn, through digijax.com, or me at LinkedIn, which is linkedin.com/in/AlanWSilberberg. Segment four, the reputational wipeout. For individuals, a leaked medical record can actually derail a career, destroy a marriage, create major problems in custody battles, or even in elections. It can also trigger deep shame, depression, suicide, especially true in vulnerable populations. For healthcare providers, the reputational damage of a hack can be absolutely catastrophic. A single breach can lead to lawsuits from hundreds or thousands or tens of thousands of patients, HIPAA fines, and federal investigations. And there's also usually state-related fines and investigations that marry that HIPAA information, insurance claim denials or hikes of fees or denying of claims. And of course, we've seen bankruptcies occur very heavily with smaller medical clinics and smaller medical offices who get often like shut down within 90 days of a hack if they don't have proper cybersecurity insurance or enough money to kind of cover themselves through that downturn. Now, that does sound like, oh, well, everyone who gets hacked has a problem. When it comes to the medical world, they're so heavily regulated that the minute that they get hacked, they can't just keep going and do business as usual. They actually have to go through a whole process to remediate and fix it and demonstrate to the regulators and to the public that they're safe again. So it's a much different situation for a hospital or a small clinic or a doctor's office who's gotten hacked than, say, a hardware store. It's still difficult for the hardware store. There's a huge lot of problems, but the real world problems are magnified dramatically in the healthcare situation. When you add in things like the online reputational hit, where Google results or Bing results, or even ChatGPT or Gemini would start pulling from leaked data without knowing that it is leaked, without knowing that it is illegal for that information to be out there. AI summaries posts might link the doctor's name or practice with breach, leak, incompetence. There might be review bombs on things like Yelp or health grades or vitals. We've seen already how generative artificial intelligence writes fake but plausible patient reviews and legal documents based on real medical records. So what happens when this is turned into writing fake reviews based off fake records? The erosion of trust is really, really fast, and in this case, it could often be irreversible, truly irreversible. The damage is devastating. Segment five, what do we need to do now? What needs to happen now? So what do we do? Here are five immediate takeaways for anyone in the healthcare world and anyone who's ever been a patient. Number one, you've heard me say this before. You'll hear me say this again. It is not something I say just on this podcast, but I say it to my clients. I say when I give public speeches, encrypt everything, not just on servers, but in transit, at rest, and inside backups. Separate patient records from operational systems. Reduce the blast radius of a cyber attack so that if they break into one thing, they're not necessarily getting everything all at once. We have to start monitoring for artificial intelligence powered threats, artificial intelligence hacks, and other use of artificial intelligence. This is not just malware, but this could be pattern shifts in the social engineering and impersonation of phone calls, pattern shifts in communications coming in through email. It could be a number of different things that are being triggered by AI that made it look real. Every doctor's office, every hospital, clinic has to have a patient data breach response plan. And you have to be ready to roll it out immediately. It can't be something that's on a shelf somewhere and you have to figure out how to use it. And you have to drill on it, train on it, practice on it. And when it comes ready, you have to use it in hours. So this is not just public relations or information technology response, but actual really support plans for those whose lives could be turned upside down. Now, often when we have a credit attack, a hack or something like that, we all get some sort of credit monitoring, a year's worth of credit review, years worth of credit monitoring. It is my argument that is not enough, that the companies and regulators need to be doing a lot more. But one of the problems that I see with medical records is identifying where your records are, how they're being used, and how can you get them back if possible. Just having a credit alert on your credit scores doesn't really necessarily help in this medical situation. It doesn't hurt, but it doesn't necessarily help. So the medical offices and doctors also should be pushing for regulation that addresses the artificial intelligence use in data breaches. We need modern HIPAA-like standards that apply to specifically to generative AI tools, to large language models, and automated scraping tools that come as a result of this. Right now, these tools, while theoretically operate under HIPAA, there are no specific HIPAA standards for most of these things, number one. Number two, most of the manufacturers of these tools that are used as AI tools were never involved in creating medical devices. They'd never had to go through the regulatory process that medical device manufacturers have to go through, but yet their tools are being used as if it's a medical device. So it creates a real problem for everyone. And for you, when you're when this does happen to you, obviously, yes, freeze your credit. That is, you definitely need to start doing. You need to set up alerts in your name in Google and Bing and Yahoo, but also set up alerts on your medical insurance information and health account information. Assume your data has already been leaked, and you have to act accordingly. Assume your data has already been leaked and act accordingly. Now, why am I repeating myself? Because things like this, sometimes there's just such basic information, but most people tend to skip over it and say, oh, I'm too good for that. I'm not gonna have any problems. Or the alternative, no one cares about me. My information is not so important. No one's gonna ever try to steal it from me. Well, both of those are obviously mistakes. The thing I think that's very important to recognize in this new artificial intelligence driven world where cyber attacks result in massive losses of information very, 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 very quickly. The average consumer out there, whether it's a 25-year-old woman or an 80-year-old man, they do not know how to fix these problems, number one. When they are given a breach letter by a doctor's office and told to go, secure their credit, and here's credit monitoring. That is usually all the information that they are provided. That patients are left scratching their heads trying to figure out what really happened. And if you try to ask your doctor, oh, did you get hacked? You'll get some kind of, very legalistic response. They probably won't get into it with you because their lawyers are telling them not to. This really creates a bit of a problem for all of us. These artificial intelligence driven hacks are getting worse. Healthcare companies are under obligations to protect our information, but are not succeeding in that way. And there's now a giant pool of already hacked medical information and medical records already out there. And again, when it is combined with hacks from other retailers or e-commerce centers or credit card manufacturers or banks, what you have is a perfect storm of criminals who are able to put all the pieces together and create unique ransom situations based on not just the medical information that's been hacked, but also maybe the aggregate information as well, and how that medical information might fit into a hack. So this is Cyber AI with Alan W. Silberberg. We are on Spotify right now. We're going to be on other podcast outlets pretty soon. We're also on digijax.com. On DigiJack's website, you can find out a lot of information about various cybersecurity and reputation tools. And if you click on Cyber AI with Alan W. Silberberg, there are links to gain access to special services that are being provided to listeners and clients of DigiJack's group and listeners of Cyber AI with Alan W. Silberberg. These are special services that are uniquely priced for to be able to quickly get started and handle certain things. Obviously, for more complex or incident response, you really need to talk to us directly, and we'll work out a custom plan for you. My approach on this, as the founder of DigiJax, as a subject matter expert on cybersecurity and artificial intelligence and reputation, is let me try to break these things down to you in mostly simple English. I might fail at that, but if I tried to use a bunch of technical terms and language that you wouldn't understand at all, then this would clearly go over your head. But in this way, I try to speak about these problems that are very real, that are multi-billion dollar, trillion dollar problems in our society, but break it down to how it affects you. So this episode of Cyber AI with Alan W. Silberberg has been about something personal. It's personal to all of us, our health, our privacy, on how artificial intelligence is forever changing what it means when your medical data gets hacked. I'm Alan W. Silberberg, and I want to leave you with this final thought. The next time that you visit your doctor, ask them, how do they protect your records? You deserve to know. Ask them, are your records encrypted at rest? That is the biggest thing. The stakes are not just medical anymore. It's reputational, it's financial, it's existential. Ask your doctor, ask your medical group, ask your nurse, how are they protecting your data? What are they doing to keep your data safe? What are they doing to keep you safe? This is a huge issue. This is not something that's affecting Americans. This is affecting people in countries all across the world. But because of America's healthcare system with a bunch of private companies and a bunch of patchwork quilt of regulations, these types of hacks do have sometimes more of a negative effect here in the United States because of just the amount of information that is available already and how the various interchanges and healthcare groups use information freely between each other. If you found this episode valuable, please share it, like it on Spotify, follow on Spotify, talk about it, share it on social media. Most importantly, protect yourself and protect your loved ones. Take the steps necessary to lock down your own devices and lock down your own world. Remember that in the age of artificial intelligence, your best defense is your own awareness. Thanks for listening to Cyber AI with Alan W. Silverberg. It means a lot to me that you've taken time out of your day to listen to this. So please continue listening as more episodes come out. In the future, there will be episodes that will be with guests, which will be video episodes. And then when I'm talking about specific subjects without guests, I'll probably be doing an audio episode like this. So stay safe, stay informed, and stay ahead.
Next time we amplify.